So, Doug, what's the proposed design and what does it aim to accomplish?
The idea is it would bring this major highway to some suburban communities that right now complain that they just face this horrible gridlock and that their only option is the turnpike. And that's got support from the commissioners who represent that area. But it's going to be the latest battle for environmentalists, for slow growth advocates, for everyone who's saying, hey, we need to have higher density rather than just creating new land closer to the Everglades.
How long has this extension plan been in the works?
You know, it's been a while. It's been a really ongoing debate and talked about for years and years. But it's certainly getting closer to being an actual question that is going to result in some action. They've got no problem paying for it. It's going to be paid by tolls. And MDX, the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority, is flush with cash. So once there's the political decision to do this, it will happen.
One reason the proposed extension is controversial is that it would require changing the Miami-Dade County urban development boundary. Can you explain what that is?
I think the boundary would remain the same, but the rules now would prevent the Dolphin, the 836, from going past that UDB. And the UDB is an imaginary line, but it does set the boundary sort of between the suburbs and rural areas of Miami-Dade County. Extending the 836 does not change the development rules in Miami-Dade County, which does restrict growth to that UDB. And so the vote that's making its way to the county commission is to change those growth rules to allow the Dolphin to stretch past the UDB. But there's consensus, I guess. I mean, even MDX, the toll agency that's proposing this, has put in a presentation saying that one result of this would be setting a new boundary of growth.
So potentially what would happen is that if the extension gets built, then they would look at extending the UDB, and that could leave space for more development?
Yeah, I think that is essentially the case.
Why does this urban development boundary exist?
It exists to restrict development. If you're within the UDB, you can make a lot of money because you can put, I don't know, a dozen houses where otherwise you have to put one. If you build past the UDB, it has to be very, very low density developments. So developers love having land inside the UDB because they can sell a lot more homes there. And there's always push by developers to move the UDB further west.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, he can veto any commission action on an extension, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He said he supports giving commuters another north-south expressway to alleviate some of those traffic problems. But you've also reported he said he doesn't want an extension to result in more development west.
Right. He's going to have to reconcile that. I mean, I think it's safe to say that he is supporting this. You know, there will be a debate as to whether or not this would extend development west. I mean, MDX itself said it would. Once that highway is there, it would just sort of be natural to move the UDB.
What happens if the county's government operations committee approves this extension?
Then it would go to the full 13-member commission for a final vote.
And once the commission approves it, then it would be enacted?
Assuming that the mayor doesn't veto, which he wouldn't.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Thank you.